Angela, one of the things too about Dr. King, mm-hmm. he did, you know, I mean, he did a lot.
He did. Yeah,
But he did have an army behind him. And one of the armies, was key to his army, was students. Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee.
Yes.
And I know you talked to students here today. So what was you trying to get through to the students that are here today?
Yeah, I was telling students, as you heard, that any movement in the United States started with young people. Dr. King was young, civil rights movement. Woodstock, young people, right? All those movements started with young people. So I was getting across to the students today that if they want to see change on Hudson Valley campus, and don't complain, don't sit on the sidelines, get involved, start a group. And once you do that, now administration will take you serious, and everything is about numbers. So if they see a group of students, hundreds of students, or maybe 40 to 50 students saying that they want this particular change or they want this particular club to address this issue, administration gotta listen. Because listen, administration, president, and everyone else on campus would not be here if it wasn't for students.
But what role do students have of organizing and mm-hmm. getting involved in the community? Do they have a role
in the community? Yeah, the students got a lot of roles, responsibility in regarding organizing. They're part of that backbone of the community that empowers and inspires older people to, one, have a voice, and number two, students and young people bring motivation. They bring the innovation and they bring energy to fulfill the movement or the change that needs to be brought about. I mean, listen, Dr. King, as you said, the nonviolent students, there was a lot of them. The Freedom Riders,
right?
Yeah, there was a lot of them.
And those black and white
students. And blows, that's right.
And it seemed like the students kind of didn't understand a lot of that, so education is important,
and
too.
As I mentioned about education, they have to be educated, but yet aware and informed on history. Because if you don't know history, you're bound to repeat it.
And I noticed one thing, you know, I'm here at Hudson Valley Church. I noticed one thing, that they have a curriculum here. Mm-hmm. And they have a curriculum where they have about 27 courses in European history, but they only have like maybe one online and one or two in, you know, lecture courses on his. So I think the students have to get involved so that they can get that education and learn about this history by talking to the administration, right?
Yeah, that's right. I was telling them, if they want to see the change, they got to be it. So if there's a particular class that they want on campus, they have to come as a group, say the same thing, work together, and make sure they hold all the leaders, administration on campus accountable and responsible to make that happen. They can't say it's not happening if they're not involved.
Right. Now, just a few more questions, then I'm going to let you go. Theme was Unhurried, No More, Power Through Action. And I know you talked a lot about the census and the vote, you know. And what other ways would people kind of build power through action in the community? Or what have y'all did in Schenectady?
Yeah, building power through action and, yes, voting, getting involved with your local school board. Mm-hmm. If they're parents, get involved with your kids' education, going to school board meetings. How else you could take action is writing letter to the editors, the power of the pen. Also, working together with your local elected officials, meeting with them on a regular basis. Not only that, but starting your own. Right, there's a lot of opportunities to take action and to do the action, but not waiting for someone to tell you to do it. And it's not about a title, it's about making a difference. Because titles is actually brings responsibility and it puts the target on your back. But a lot of people have a title but they don't want to do the work. That wasn't about the 1960s when Dr. King and all the other civil rights move leaders, they saw a need, they addressed it, and they built communities, one person, one movement, one community, one state at a time, that it grew a national movement. the poor people campaign, right? Poor people, he was working on that. And then he went down to Memphis, right? Went down to Memphis, was supporting the labor movement, the labor workers. And then all of a sudden, he gets killed. But the poor people campaign was still going on. Why? Because it brought people together on the same issue that addressed everybody. And right now, the poor people campaign, they're doing what Dr. King left off.
Right. I think on June the 6th, mm-hmm. or the 20th, one of them days, mm-hmm. they're having a poor people campaign demonstration in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So what about political power now? In order to change communities, getting power through action, trying to get political power?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, because politics is everything.
Because who controls the budgets?
The budgets are big. That's why I said school boards, city council meetings, whatever. But you need to vote, but not only vote, but if you feel that somebody of a particular party is not representing you on a platform of issues and that addresses your needs, then maybe what you do, and this happened in the 60s, it happened even the downstate, they're good about forming break off political parties of the party, the power party. So they have with the Obama Democrats, and they have the Shirley Chisholm Democrats, and they're good about grassroots, because these are the people that built legacies, but also a group of people that feel that those issues of that person aren't being addressed, so they're running candidates under their name. And that's crucial, because if you could break the power back of a political party, now you have power. And in politics, it's all about numbers. It's all about numbers. And people need to be educated on Democrat Party and Republican Party. Remember, blacks was part of the Republican Party up until the New Deal.
Right.
It was blacks that was the one that helped Lincoln become, when his reelection after that Emancipation Proclamation, it was the slaves that helped Lincoln. Lincoln didn't help the slaves. It was the slaves that helped him get reelection. But then the New Deal came in under FDR, and blacks came to the party, Democrat Party, because of those New Deal, those social justice programs, Medicaid, Medicare, all, right, food stamps. So people need to know history. But once they know history, then now you have power. You have power. And the lack of power, lack of vision is about ignorance, right? If you lack vision, you have no power.
Right. Just one last question. And I know you talked about women's rights, and Martin King talked about women's rights, right?
Yes,
and you said that y'all had a march,
mm-hmm.
right? So tell me something about how the march came about and what was the purpose, and you plan to do other things?
Yeah, so the march came about middle of December, November. I was at a planning advisory committee with Planned Parenthood, nothing to do with Women March planning, and we were talking about women's issues, and I kind of posed a question, why Schenectady doesn't have a women's march? We deal with the same issues. I said, well, we should have one. And then Planned Parenthood reached out to me about a couple weeks ago after that, and said, Angie, we like your idea. Is there any possibility we could work with you to implement that? We would love to work with it and have you help us organize. And I said, let's do it. Absolutely. And we brought the Planned Parenthood involved, the YWCA, and other women's organizations. We planned it within 6 weeks, and we had 600 people. And the purpose of that was to stand in solidarity with the National Women's March movement, but also for us in the Capital Region in Schenectady to make our voices heard, sound the alarm, and talk about women's rights, our human rights, bringing women together in solidarity, and to make sure women get out to vote in this next election, because it's a crucial vote. This is the most critical vote in the history of America. And women are half of not only the population, but we are half of a majority of the electorate. And if we could get women, particularly black women, to vote, then 2021 January, we will be looking at a different situation at 1600 Washington.
All right.
Pennsylvania Avenue.
That's Angela Morris, Executive Director of the Schenectady Human Rights Committee.
Thank you.
Thank you, Angela.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. And all what you do, too, Mr. Terry.
All right. Thank you.